אנחנו קוראים בספר תלמוד 10 הספירות.
We are reading in the study of the 10 ספירות, volume 2, part 6, item 1, 10 ספירות of the world of נקודים, עולם הנקודים. You can send your questions to Kabla TV. We'll ask them during the lesson. Study of 10 ספירות, part 6. The 10 Sfirot of Olam HaNekudim.
Well, what can I say as an introduction? 10 Sfirot of Olam HaNekudim. Olam HaAkudim, we more or less learn about it. We also know it from the preface to the wisdom of Kabbalah. There's nothing too special there. We have our three components there, the Aviyut, the Masach, and the Ochozer. And then those three components, the way they build the Parzufim, meaning the styles of interconnection of the world to receive that is built, that it was created with the Creator that created it. And then altogether, we get 5 degrees of connection that are called Galgalta Absagma Bon. And together, they bring the connection between them to a structure called Ak. In the beginning here, beginning of part 6, which is a very important part, because in this part we learn all of the foundations of the Tzimtzum Bet, the second restriction, the three lines, Rosh Toch Sof, in the state of correction. It is the part that is actually the main part. I don't even know what to say. It's very, very important. I recommend to invest as much as possible, as much as we can in thought. I started studying this. It says June 6th. It's about right like now. June 6th, 1982. Meaning I didn't start studying this right away. We didn't get to this part right away. I studied for a long time. I probably studied the previous parts. So, part 6, the 10 Sfirot of Nikudim, 1. Ak includes Absagma Bon in its Atzmut. Each of these 4, Absagma Bon, consists of all 4. There's in each one of the Absagma Bon, there's Absagma Bon. And from this come branches which come out of it. We're speaking about Sag, that from it the branches extend. Sag is the Partsuf of Bina. From Olam Adam Kadmon, and from it come the Anafim, the branches. The Orot stem from it, the lights. And the Ab is in its Mochin, in the Rosh, and corresponds to Arich Anpin and Abba of Atzilut. And it consists of a model of Bchinat Atik de Atzilut above its Galgalta. Its Sag is from Ozen, that's Aviyut Bet, down till its Tabur. The Tabur is Dalid of Galgalta. That is already clear, somewhat, what the way it expands. Corresponding to Bina de Atzilut, and its Ma and Bon are already below the Tabu of Sag, corresponding to Zon Datsilut. Please read it again above, and we'll continue below.
Item 1, the words of Dairy. Ak contains Ap, Sag, Ma, and Bon. Ag contains Ab, Sag, Ma, Bon in its Atzmut, essence. Each of these four consists of all four, and lights stem from it, which are its Anafim, branches. The Ab is in its Mochin, and corresponds to Arichanpin and Abba of Atzilut. And it contains a model of Bchinat Atik of Atzilut above its Galgalta. And its Sag from Ozen down to its Tabur, corresponding to Bina of Atzilut. And its Ma and Bon are from its Tabur down, corresponding to Zon of Atzilut. Opnimi relates to the words Ark contains. This study that I've begun with is the most profound of all of the Ari's lessons regarding the world of Nekudim, and should have been presented at the end of the part. However, in this section, the Ari gave us the key by which he explains all the future issues before us in the 10 Sfirot of Nekudim. Hence, the reader must know and remember it well before examining the concepts themselves. First, we must know which of the Patsufim of Ak the Ari refers to in this case, as we know that there are five Patsufim in Ak. However, the Rav, the Ari, has already notified us that in the first two Patsufim of Ak, namely Patsuf Keter of Ak and Patsuf Ab de Ak, we have no permission to speak. And the study itself begins only in Patsuf Sag, from Prinat Ozen down, meaning its level is only up to Bina, as Bina de Rosh is called Ozen. That teaches us that the Ari speaks of Patsuf Sag Deak here, and the details and matters elucidated before us revolve only around that Patsuf.
Okay, questions? Yes, Moshe.
What does it mean we have no permission to speak of?
No permission. I guess there's nothing we can grab on there. We can't understand it. That's why we can't speak about it. We can't scrutinize it. Because Galgalta and Ab are Paltzufim that belong to the expansion of the light from above downwards. And in Sag, just like in Pchina Bet in the Dalet Pchinot, that's where the whole matter of the created being starts. That he doesn't want to receive, he doesn't want to resemble Keter, he doesn't want to resemble Chochmah. And that's why he starts supposedly his new kind of attitude. That's why from him we can speak.
Also noted in the text itself that it's always speaking of Sag.
Yeah.
What's so special about Sag itself that he speaks of it?
Because we can't speak above it. Even if we talk about Ak, we usually mean Sag. Above Sag, we can't speak about it. Yeah.
If I may ask, why did we jump to this part?
Why did we?
We started this.
Part 5 isn't for us. For now, for sure, it's not for us. It's very difficult. There's a lot of things there that it's not on the path. Usually when we study it, the study of the Ten Sfirot, we go through part 1, part 2, maybe part 3, maybe. But the main thing is part 1, part 4. That's from the first book. Then from the second book we study 6, then sometimes 7. 8 is very important. And then we go through 10, 11, and so on, meaning 1, 4, 6, 7. Seven, not always, but we should. And then 8, about the Olam Atzilut. That's how it is the first time you learn it. Then we start completing. And part 5, Mati Velomati, we usually don't really get in there deep. There are many things there that aren't based on the regular studies, but they're like additions, special additions. Keep going.
He says that it contains Ab, Sag, Ma, Bon in its Atzmut, in its essence, which are the four levels that come out over the above four Bchinot. These are Bchina Gimel, extending the level of Chochmah, called Havaya of Ab. Bchina Bet, extending the level of Bina, called Havaya of Sag. And Bchina Aleph, extending Komat Zeranpin, the level of Zeranpin, called Havaya of Ma. And the level of Malchut, called Bon. Each of them contains all four, as he explains henceforth. And lights stem from it, which are its branches. They are called Se'arot Reisha and Se'arot Dikna, emanated from this Rosh of Sag of Ak. Indeed, know that everything said here is but Shorashim, roots to the items in the world of Atzilut. Although they are not operative here, they are nonetheless rooted here.
Meaning we have Potsuf Sag that we study about. And that Sag, there's all kinds of actions, it descends downward, it incorporates with Neideak, puts a second restriction, but except for that, there's branches. Extra potsufim that it builds upon itself, and afterwards they start working in Olam Atzilut. That's an addition. It's like se'arot, like hair on our body, kind of. Yeah.
And Ab is in its Mochen. Here we must remember everything that's been explained regarding the emanation of the first three Partsufim of Ak, very briefly explained in the Ari's words in Part 5. He calls the first Partsuf of Ak Hitpashtut Aleph, the first expansion. Partsuf Ab of Ak, he calls Hitpashtut Bet, the second expansion. And Partsuf Sag of Ak, he calls the second Bchina of Hitpashtut Bet. We must generally remember all the words brought by the Ari there and everything explained there in Opnimi, for I will not repeat anything here, only use the names.
Okay. We're going to start. Go back there, we're going to continue.
You already know that every tachton, every lower one, clothes its elyon, its upper one, only from the pe and below, meaning from the place it is rooted and where it emerges from, which is the malchut of the rosh of its upper. This is where the tachton, the lower one, emerges. Hence, keter of rosh of sag is called ozen, because the light of binah, called ozen, clothes the kli of keter. He, in turn, clothed his partsuf, his upper partsuf, called Ab, from the pe and below. Know that this guf de Ab, clothed in the rosh, the sag, becomes a neshama and mochin to the rosh, the sag. It is written, the Ab is in its mochin, and corresponds to Arichanpin and Abba of Atzilut. It is so because the goof of Ab, clothed in Rosh of Sag, are b'chinat mochin to the Rosh of Sag.
What does that mean? That we have Galgalta, Ab, and Sag. Every upper potsuf, from its peh, gives birth to the lower potsuf. So, it turns out that the whole potsuf, the whole upper potsuf, supplies lights to the lower one. That's called that he's supplying it with mochin. So, from this part of the Galgalta, supplies lights to Rosh Desag. From this part of Ab, supplies the light to the Rosh of Sag, and so on. That's what he wants to say. That's it. That every lower one receives its Orot from the upper one. The upper part that he clothes on. Questions? Gradually, slowly, you'll get used to this style, that it's very important for us. And we must dress ourselves on it. Yes.
What clothes?
That clothes means attains.
But he writes from peh and below. So everything below the peh down to the taboo, or?
No. This is the wash of Ab. It clothes from peh till chazeh of Galgalta. Same thing here. This is the wash of Sag. It clothes from peh till chazeh of Ab. More?
Sergei from Moscow is asking, you recommended investing many forces and thought in this part. What does that mean?
To invest forces and thought, that's how it's expressed. Study this. Usually we start studying tests, have the people run away, part start resting here, waiting till the third part starts. No, this is important. This part in Tess is essential. There are so many details here that we need them for our inner work. Lami. Okay? Keep going.
Corresponds to Archanpin and Abba of Atzilut. Archanpin is Ab of Ma in Atzilut, and Abba is Ab of Bon in Atzilut, where the five Patsufim of Ma and the five Patsufim of Bon join together. It is written that Bchinat Guf of Ab, clothed in Rosh of Sag, is equivalent to Archanpin and Abba of Atzilut.
Afterwards, we'll learn about it in Atzilut, but it's the same thing, only names are different. It's the same relations.
Know that this study explains the equivalence of the five Patsufim of Sag of Ak with the five Patsufim in Atzilut. This is in order to know how to deduce from one regarding the other, and how the branches connect and concatenate or cascade from their Shoshim, their roots. It is also to study the upper one through the lower one, and this is immeasurably beneficial.
Because always from attaining the lower one, we can already climb to attaining from the lower one to the upper one.
For example, Chinat Atik of Atzilut. Partzuf Keter of Atzilut is called Atik. He says that above Partzuf Ab of Ak, there is another first Partzuf, meaning Partzuf Keter of Ak.
Galgalta.
Which corresponds to Partzuf Atik of Atzilut.
you see he constantly, afterwards it'll be less, it's only in the beginning. He wants to give us these comparisons. These comparisons. To show how they're parallel, like parallel lines. That what happened in Gilgalta, Gilgalta towards Nikudim, Gilgalta towards Absag. Why? Because he shows how it's going to be also in Atzilut. Because all these divisions and everything that happens here is in order to build the system of Atzilut, which that is important. That's what determines everything that happens till Atzilut. It's just Keter. It belongs to the Creator. It's as if we don't touch that. As much as we learn in Ak and Nikudim, it is all until the shattering of the vessels, and then we start with Atzilut Briya Yetzira Asiya, and they are the Olamot for us. Before the shattering, there, you can't say anything about the created beings. So he wants to already start giving us this comparison.
And its sag is from Ozen down to its tabur, meaning Patsuf Sag of Ak, whose level reaches Bina, is called Ozen. Everything spoken here stems from it and completes and ends on the tabur. We must thoroughly understand the essence of that tabur, upon which Patsuf Sag ends. This tabu is the entire axis upon which all the items in the world of the Kudim revolve.
Tabu Dak is very important, especially Tabu the Sag, which is supposedly the same thing. But when Sag is there, because Sag, we know that from Dalet Bchinot, that Sag is Bina. It's half of it receives from the upper one and is under the control of the upper one, and then as a result determines that she doesn't want to be like that, but wants to use her desire to receive differently. That's why the lower part of Bina, the lower half, is Bina that works with her desire. That's why this process till the half of Bina and Chazed the Bina is very important. Keep going.
Know that in fact Sag stretches down to the Siyum Raglaim of the inner Ak called Patsuf Keter.
Meaning not Sag but Nekudot the Sag, including the Nekudot.
However, after the restriction at Tzimtzum of Nehi, to be explained later, it rose and ended at the Tabu. However, only the Raglaim of Patsuf Ab ended there. This is because from there and below is the place of Malchut of the inner Ak, namely Bchina Dalet. Since Malchut of Patsuf Ab had only coarseness of Bchina Gimel, it could not, therefore, shine for Bchina Dalet of Malchut of the inner Ak, whose place is called Tabur. For that reason, the Raglaim of Partsuf Ab ended above Tabur. However, the level of Partsuf Sag only reached Bina. It is known that the Tzimtzum, the restriction, was only on the light of Chokhmah and not on the light of Bina. For that reason, Partsuf Sag could expand and shine below Tabur too, though it doesn't have Masach of Bchina Dalet. You already know that Partsuf Ab is Hitpashtut Bet of the inner Ak, expanding and filling the vessels that were emptied in Histelkut Aleph. This is the meaning of Hitpashtut Bet, as has been written, and thus Bchinat Zon of the inner Ak below Tabu remained without light. This is so because Hitpashtut Bet, the second expansion, meaning Ab, cannot shine for them, as it doesn't have the screen needed for the vessels of Bchinat Dalit. For that reason, the light of the Partsuf Sag came and filled in for the absence of Ab. They expanded to the same vessels of Zon below Tabor, which could not be filled by Ab. It turns out that the departure of the light of the vessels of the Partsuf Keter of Ak, called Inner Ak, could not be fulfilled once again only through the two Partsufim, Ab and Sag, where Ab filled it to the Tabu, and Sag filled it from Tabu down to its Siyum Maglaim. And Sag itself is divided into Ta'amim and Nekudot, being Keter of Guf and the lower nine Sefirot of Guf from Chochmah and below. Since only the first Itpashtut, first expansion of the Partsuf, before it begins to diminish, is the direct light, or Yashar, of that Partsuf, called Or Rachamim, the light of mercy. However, from the moment the screen begins to purify and diminish its level, they are no longer Bchinot of Or Rachamim. It is so even though the upper light does not stop mating with it on the four Bchinot of its purification, as it generates the four level of Chochmah, Bina, Ze'anpin, and Malchut on its way. This is the reason they are called Nekudot. And since the lights clothed the Sefirot of the first three Partsufim, Galgalta, Ab, Sag, of Ak, by way of Mati Velo Mati, thus the first the light expanded only to the kli of, to the vessel of Keter, then it is Lomati in Keter, meaning its measure of coarseness in the screen has been purified. In that state, the or is Mati in Chochmah. This is so because the light expanded in Bchinat Rachamim, called Te'amim, only in the vessel of Keter. However, the light reached the vessel of Chochmah only after the purification of the screen and the diminution of the level, and likewise in the rest of the Sefirot. For that reason, all the Sefirot below Keter are called Nekudot, as they are already from the Bchinot of Or Chozer and Din, reflected light and judgment. It is written at length in the words of the Ari above. It's been explained above in Opnimi that the two lights that came down a clothed vessel of Keter are called Zon. The Zahar, the male, has the Bchina Gimel of Hitlabshut, and his level reached Chochmah. And the Nekeva, the female, has a viut, a coarseness of Bchina Bet, and her level reaches Bina. Hence, the vessel of Keter too was forced to end on Tabu, even with the Raglaim of Ab, for the same reason as Ab's. The Zachar has level of Chochmah there in the vessel of Keter. For that reason, the restriction is implemented on him as on Partsuf Ab, and he must end above Tabu because he cannot shine to the vessels of Zon of Bchina Dalet. You find that the Ari's words that Partsuf Sag expands to the Raglaim of Ak refers only to Bchinat Nekudot of Sag, which are the nine lower Sefirot from Chochmah down. However, Te'amim de Sag, being the Keter of the Guf of Sag, stop at the Tabu. It is so because it cannot shine from Tabu down due to the light of Chochmah in it. Only after Zon of Keter are purified from Bchina Gimel and Bchina Bet in them, into Bchina Bet and Bchina Aleph, which is given to the vessel of Chochmah of Sag, these lights no longer have any level of Chokhmah. Then these lights of Sag expand to the vessels of Zon in the inner Ak below Tabu, as do the lights in the other levels Bina, Zeranpin, and Malchut. It has been explained in the Ari's words above that these four levels, Chub, Zeranpin, and Malchut of Sag, that expanded below the Tabu, rose once more to the place of the Teamim of Sag above Tabu. They did not expand from Tabu down any longer. It is written here that Sag ends on the Tabu, meaning after the ascent of these lights above Tabu. The ascents of these lights are henceforth called Tzimtzum Nehi, the restriction of the Nehi. Understand all the above thoroughly and repeat it until it is seemingly placed in a box in you, for you will need all the above in every single word in the explanation of the Nekudim and the breaking of the vessels, and it is impossible to always repeat such lengthiness. And its Ma and Bon are from its Tabu down, corresponding to Zone of Atzilut, meaning it refers to the 10 Sefirot of Nekudim, considered Ma and Bon of this Sag. They correspond to the Zone of Atzilut, which also clothe Parzuf Arich Anpin from Tabu down. And the reason for these words will be explained henceforth.
Okay, he gave us this introduction, like a jump ahead, and we'll work on it gradually. There are many things here that we've never learned and aren't clear, so please, questions.
From everything we read just now, what's the most important to know right now?
Good question. What's important today? It's a song in Hebrew. So, first of all, we have five b'chinot. Root 1, 2, 3, 4 that come to us from Ein Sof. Afterwards, there's Tzimtzum Aleph, Masach, and receiving the light only through the Masach, meaning an equivalence between the created being and Malchut with the Masach to the upper light, to the Creator. That between them, there'll be an equivalence, a balance. According to what Malchut of Ein Sof checks herself, measures herself to be in balance between her and the Creator, like the guest and the host. As much as the host wants to give her infinity, Ein Sof, as much as she can receive. So by this reception she can give back to him. So she performs it in Potsuf Galgalta Absag Mabon. And in this, she can't any longer. Now, we learn. But what happens here in these Patsufim, Galgalta Psag Mabon? She goes and receives only as a Kavdak, a thin line. Obviously, by this, you can't even compare between the created being and the Creator. Well, we can say that the created being stopped here and there's no more ability. The Creator gives it Ein Sof, a circle, and the created being can only receive a very thin line from that circle. There's no measurement of this, just a thin thread, a hair. Is that enough from the created being or from the Creator? Or I'd say even more. It's not that that thin line that was that the created being is receiving, and that's it. It's what he can receive in order to bestow in all its efforts. Because without the efforts, there is no line of Ein Sof in that circle. So the circle remains empty, because the created being in Tzimtzum Aleph just drives all the light outside of there, and then it gives back to the creator anything it can. And what it can, it's him, the Kav Ein Sof, very thin, that pushes it away from the external circle till the end of the Kav. But afterwards we learn that the created being still begins to feel the actions of the creator. And these actions of the creator happen upon the created being after Tzimtzum Aleph in a very special way. After the Tzimtzum and the Masach, Ochozer, Zivug Daka'a, from Peder Rosh, meaning from Malchut of Ein Sof, the created being sees that, yes, it can receive in order to bestow. How much? 1%. Never mind. Receives it in order to bestow, and then this light was accepted in him from Pen below, where the desire already starts above the pits. No, not a desire, it's just a thought, and receives in order to bestow. How much? That's called the toch of the potsuf. Again, it's that same thin line, but receives, and the light cascades downward in order to bestow from the creator as much as he decided to receive in the Rosh, and by this the reception in order to bestow ended. Because the created being is included from Kachabzon inside, so also the desire is divided in such a way that he wants to make his reception exactly like the bestow from the creator. Just like the creator made him, in this way he works. And this is how the created being can receive. One time, then there's the purification of the Masach. The Masach purifies, so still there's even a smaller Masach. He can also receive in it, and again, until the Masach completely purifies. Meaning from this, we have five portions, or five Partsufim, that the created being receives until the Masach purifies to zero. That is the five Partsufim of Olam Adam Kadmon. What do we see here? We see that the relations between the upper light to Malchut that it created, to the Tzimtzum that happened in the Malchut, and the decision of the created being to work with that force as much as possible. By this, all of those relations between them end. Until then, we have finished our studies until part 6 of the study of the Ten Sefirot. From this moment onward, we will learn the continuation. How could it continue, the study? Because everything ended. The created being did everything it possibly could. It received in order to bestow. It rejected as much as it could. And there is no more than those five portions. It can't receive anymore. Under the condition of the restriction that he won't receive for himself, but to give contentment to his host, as he writes in the preface to the study of the Ten Sefirot. In the preface to the Wisdom of Kabbalah. You can't otherwise. That's why there is no continuation here. Everything should have stopped. And what happens next is what we are going to learn in part 6, that there is a breakthrough here, a new breakthrough for a development in the relations between the created being and the creator, that what is happening now is still the creator is pressing on the created being, and the created being receives as much as it can. And from this moment on, we start seeing more of an addition of actions in the created being. That is the Bina that starts showing that it can add its actions because it has something from the Keter. The Bina is very special. Keter in Dalet Bchinot of Or Yeshar is the bestower. Chochmah is the receiver. Bina was born from Chochmah that she doesn't want to receive in her first part. That is only the light of Chassadim. She doesn't want to receive, but afterwards, how does she justify herself? That she says, yes, I do want to receive in my lower part. After I don't want to receive, then I can receive and it won't be on my account. And in that way, she begins receiving. That's why here in Sag, when she doesn't want to receive what she has there, the Or Hasadim, Harat Chochma, she now starts discovering that there is another part, a wall to receive called Nehi Deak, Nehi De Galgalta, where she can receive this part and continue there, the light of Chassadim, just like Garav Bina. It's an empty desire to receive, and she can add to it. So that Bina, the pure, clean Bina, Nekudot Desag, not Tamim, because in the Tamim there's still an illumination of Chochmah. In Nekudot Desag, that there is only the Or Chassadim, so that part of Bina can connect with Nehi De Galgalta and fill them with the Or Chassadim. It is still bestowal. It's still an addition. And Malchut Avin Sof, after Tzimtzum Aleph, that filled the Busha and so on, she's interested in opening herself to every form of the reception of the light, just not in order to receive. That's why Nekudot Desag, Nekudot, we know what it is. There's Tamim from above downward, and there's Nekudot. I'll draw it here. Nekudot Desag. So the moment it starts purifying, in that purification, it has bet. Meaning, it can fill all the nehi of ak. And then Bina gets an addition of place, of desires, that I can fill with Or Chassadim. That's a great addition that happens here, that the same light of Chasadim that is here, it gives life to spirituality, the force of bestow, Bina. And then in this place, you can afterwards, to the created being. It's a created being continuing here. You can...
Then, in this place, you can live. You know? We found a sphere in space, some planet, and we prepared it, qualified it for life. That's some sort of an example for like the light of Chasadim going down below Nehi, into Nehi of Ak. Because this is, in general, a desire. And this is the light of Chasadim, the light of life. So seemingly it qualifies this place to live, to exist. Whereas here, above it, above the taboo, here this is thought, decision, the program. There's no created being there. Only the thought of creation, about the created beings, there we don't exist at all, only in potential. And here it's in actuality. So our future, all of our states, all of the spiritual partsufim, it's all down below. Later it will be there, the world of Atzilut. It will be divided into Atzilut and Bia. Here in the world of Atzilut we'll have the next world, the end of correction, it's Keter. And all of this belongs to the root of creation. Ask about that.
Rav, you always... So the question always comes, what can Bet offer Neidak? It's a Viyut Dalecham.
We'll learn about it. Light of Chasadim. You think it's nothing? The light of Chasadim. What would have happened if Earth would remain without water?
I don't know. I guess there would be no balance. No, we need water. What would have lived?
Meaning, water is the force of life, it's the condition for life. So the same is if the light of Chasadim wouldn't go below taboo, we wouldn't have been able to get the reality of life.
You can't live only from water.
First of all, it's a question. It's life, nevertheless. For sure, will to receive cannot exist without the will to bestow. But in the light, in the will to bestow, which is the light of Chasadim, yes, you can live. Now, the mixture of the two gives us the possibility for creating different kinds of life, to bring out life, to reveal them, to bring them from the connection between Bina and Malchut, all different forms.
How does this great world to receive in Bchina Daled, how does it get impressed?
No, it's not impressed. What do you mean impressed? is unable to live without light. Chinadalet. And that's why you fill it with chasadim. You're asking like that. Bchina dalet needs to receive the light of chokhmah. How come it receives the light of chasadim? First of all, it's not simple, but let's say there's no difference between light of chokhmah and light of chasadim. It's distinguished according to the level of aviyut in the ratzon, in the desire. That's the first thing. Second thing, the Rosh divides it. It determines, and not that the desire determines anything down there. All the decisions are in Rosh of Galgalta. And Galgalta decides which part of it would work in what way. And not that on the spot, someone, Netzachod, or someone wants to receive the Lalef Chasadim, or doesn't want to receive Lalef Chasadim, and that's how it will happen.
It's like a gang of criminals that you gave them an example from children, cute little children, how they behave nice, and you tell them you also behave nice. But they're a group of criminals. They're too coarse.
This group of criminals called Nehi de Galgalta is under the restriction. And they have a very big desire to receive, or they want to break through, but they are under the restriction. Why? Because they cannot receive in order to bestow. It's not klipa. Like you call it klipot, criminals. No, it's not a klipa. They don't have the impulse to receive in order to bestow, and they need some guarding. No. The guarding is that there was a zivug daka, coupling and striking in the Rosh of Galgalta, and there it was determined of which desires and which protsufim now the goof of Galgalta is going to be made of. But it's good that you brought it up.
The ma and bon, where are they in this whole drawing?
Mavabon is later, after Galgalta Apsag. We don't consider them right now. Let them be. Beginners are asking about it, usually, but there's no benefit to that. They simply come out according to the order of the elicitation of the Patsufim. They also have to come out. They add nothing.
Rav, or chasadim.
Or chasadim. It's or chokhmah, we call it also rachamim, mercy. It's what fills a created being. Why is it also called din, judgment? Why is rachamim also din?
Or chuzer.
Nirmat.
We'll learn. This is not simple. Oh, Jose and Din, reflected light and judgment, that depends on the restriction of the vessels. The light of Rachamim has no restriction. It depends on the vessel it's in. So on the side of the vessel, we get Din, judgment.
You said that Bina is like the Keter of the created being. That's what I understood from what you said. That you have the Keter and the Bina, that there's something of the Keter.
Right, the created being begins from Bina.
From where does Bina have something from the Creator? That's what I can't understand. There's like a desire that was created. I'm asking on Dalet Prinot, I'm going to the beginning. How suddenly in Bina there's something that is like the Creator?
As a result of Keter and Chokhmah, Chokhmah doesn't want to receive. Chokhmah receives according to what Keter is obligating it to receive. Bina, after coming out of Chokhmah, doesn't want to receive what is in Keter. meaning it has a form that is opposite Keter. Keter is giving, and Chokhmah is receiving. Bina doesn't want to receive. It responds, reacts to Chokhmah. It doesn't want to be like Chokhmah.
Where does that come from? I understand it. I know this cascading of the Dalet Bechirot, but where suddenly in this desire does this come out from?
The opposition of light and the vessel in each place. Chokhmah received, it wants to receive, because that's how it was born out of Keter, and received the light from Keter. Now, as it is receiving, its vessel is changing. She doesn't want to receive because the light is filling her. Because the light is filling her. And then it becomes a vessel that rejects the light. When it rejects the light, then it extends the light of Hasadim. When the light of Hasadim is over, she feels that she seemingly loses what she had from Keter, and she wants that light as well of Chokhmah, but she wants to extend it. That's why Zad of Binah is a vessel of reception of her own. It's not like the Sphira of Chokhmah. She herself is extending the light of Chokhmah. That's why she is coarser.
So it means that the Keter, when it created the desire, already there, in that desire, there's a preparation for those two parts.
Keter that created the desire has the preparation all the way to the end of correction. Slowly. We'll continue tomorrow.
We'll go to the next part of the lesson, and first we'll sing a song.
באתי לעולם הזה בכדי לדעת לגלות עולם נסתר והוא היד יש כאלה אנשים להם חיכית והם רואים את מה שאף אחד לא רואה יש לי שאלה גדולה איך הגיע לגלות מה שגילו, איך להניע תבחר לך סביבה טובה ותגיע ותגלה לך עולם מושלם שנעלם את עולמך תראה בחייך את עולמך חייך עוד בעולם הזה תראה את עולמך באתי לעולם הזה בכדי לצמוח להשתנות ולגלות ולא לברוח מהגילוי שמחכה איתי לשמוח דרך חברים עוד תגלה נפלאות את עולמך תראה בחייך את עולמך תראה בחייך עוד בעולם הזה תראה עולמך